Hello and welcome back to another episode of On a Related Note podcast. I'm Mecca.
And I'm Mia.
And I think we're going to have another kind of relaxed episode today, hopefully, but we do have a topic. But anyway, our little beginning stories. You want me to start or do you want to start? Okay, well, first thing, I think since the last time we recorded, because it's been a couple weeks, I got glasses, which I have probably since like late high school, early college. I've known that I needed glasses, but
she was in denial.
Okay, slightly in denial, but also I was just like, well, it's not. Well, okay, that is denial. Yeah. Okay, well, it's not that bad, but I never.
That is the definition.
I never wanted glasses because I didn't like the way glasses would look on my face, and I was just super self-conscious about it. But also, I just was like, it's not affecting my day-to-day life, so like, I'm okay. But I got my driver's license earlier this year. Yes, late, I know, but better late than never. And I was like, yeah, I think it's now or never for the glasses thing because I have trouble seeing at a distance, and that's not really a good thing if you're driving. So I just felt like it was going to be a safety issue. So I went ahead and got glasses. The prescription is really not that strong. I think my diagnosis was I have myopia, which is blurry vision, astigmatism, which is nearsightedness, I think. And
I thought that was the blurry thing. And myopia is nearsightedness.
Oh, and I said it backwards. I just know I got blurry.
I mean, I was
going
to let you cook, but I was thinking, I thought.
No,
myopia...
no, we should be correct here. Are you looking it up?
Myopia is also known as nearsightedness.
Okay, yeah. Myopia is the nearsightedness, which means I can't see at a distance.
You
want to
know how
and...
I know that? It's because I remember seeing a fan art of Azul from Twisted Wonderland, and they were attacking him for needing glasses.
Oh my god!
Because octopuses can't see very well, so they were like, "That's why you got myopia." It's like what?
Anyway. Somehow, it's more insulting when you use the like medical term. But anyway, so yeah, I got glasses. I don't wear them. I haven't been wearing them all the time because, like, again, it doesn't affect me on a daily basis. So like, I can go to work, I can go to the store, whatever. But so I don't need them all the time, but I'm trying to wear them so that I can get used to them. But it's mostly just for when I start driving more regularly. And then also, I guess, when I go out and need to read menus at a distance, like if I'm ordering somewhere, because I've needed to do that a couple times. But yeah, I'm still getting used to them. But yeah, that's the first thing. And then the second thing is, I think it was a couple weeks ago, I guess I was feeling froggy one night. And I had posted on my Instagram stories.
We're starting with this. Okay.
Well, I mean, I just felt like it could be my like open story because the rest of the episode isn't about this. So, I mean, should I wait? So, yeah, I posted a video of myself wearing a dress on my Instagram story. And I think I captioned it something like, I'm getting into a bad habit of buying dresses that I have nowhere to wear them. Like somebody told me to stop. So I think I mentioned in like, was it the second episode, the Pride Month episode? I think that was episode 2. I had mentioned that like, I've never been in a relationship, never been on dates or anything like that. But that in college, there was a guy that at the time I didn't realize I kind of was crushing. But later on, I was like, oh, I probably had a crush on him. But anyway, me and him don't talk that often, but he decided to comment on that story and tell me to stop. So I was like, okay, cool, thanks. And then the feeling froggy part came in when I was like, but I already bought a few. Are you going to give me a reason to wear one? And I was like, why did I send that? But he was like,
wild.
I'll take you on a date this weekend. And I was like, whoa, was it always that easy? Like, what? And he was like, I'll take that as a yes. And I'm like, well, unfortunately, I have stuff going on this weekend. Like I had to work and then I had family stuff. But I was like, I'll definitely take a rain check if that's an option. But then he left me on red. So I was like, I go straight to overthinking. I'm pretty sure all of us can like relate to this, but I go straight to overthinking things like, oh, did I say something wrong? Or like, was he just busy? Or like, cause I know some people, wink, wink, Lamia, who, she'll open a message and then forget to respond. So people do that sometimes. So I was like, well, maybe he just, you know, forgot to respond. But I don't think that ended up being the case. So I was just like, dang, all right, then. I guess it's not an option. I guess it's off the table. So a couple weeks later, I was talking to my best friend for the first time in like a while. And I had told her about the situation. And she was like, you should have called me because you did that wrong. Oh. And I was like, wait, what? And she was like, you know, if you say like, oh yeah, some other time without giving an actual like concrete time, then the person's just going to think you were actually just rejecting them nicely by saying, oh yeah, some other time, but it's just that other time is never going to come because you didn't give a concrete answer. And I'm like, but the way I was thinking about it is me saying like, I'll take a rain check if that's an option. I was waiting for him to say if it was an option or not so that we could make more plans. But she was like, well, no, you kind of shut him down. And I was like, is that true? Is that true?
I see both sides, but I think she's right. Only because I've watched / read lots of random story times of like guys telling their perspective of like, you know, in the 21st century, it's really hard to try to get a girl because XYZ. And then the other guys in the comment section will be like, yeah, because this isn't this, and not even in a hostile way. It's just like, girls are so cautious nowadays that like we genuinely can't tell when is a yes, when is a no. So I feel like he probably did take it as like a, she didn't know how to tell me no. So she was like, yeah. So I think guys want you to be direct. And this is speaking from someone who don't even interact with guys for real. But I've, like I said, just from reading things, I'm like, I think they prefer you to make the move because that's how they know that you're serious about it. Instead of you waiting for them, because then if they get like nothing that's not direct, they're going to think, oh, this is just what do I do here? So if you were serious about it, you probably should just text them back.
No, because that's what she said. You should just go clear it up. And I'm like, but I'm like, okay, first of all, I've never been that bold in my life. So that took all of the confidence out of me. And so when he didn't respond, I'm like, well, now I'm completely like, I'm out of it. I can't even build up the confidence to go back for it. But I'm also like, I just have no experience with this. So it was hard enough for me to make that move. And then for it to actually pay off, I'm like, whoa, I've never gotten this far. I don't know what to do next. So now I'm like low-key scared anyway, because I've never been on a date and I'm 26. So I'm like, I feel like I'm late in the game to be learning stuff. And so that already makes me apprehensive about trying to go on a date. So when I almost had it and it didn't work out, I'm like taking it as a sign that maybe it's not meant to be. No. So I don't want to reach back out. No. But so I don't know, girl. That's rough. The case. That is rough.
It's funny how that started off as like, oh, this is a series where they get together in the first episode, but then immediately turn into a slow burn. It takes 4 seasons for them to get together.
The thing is, I've known the guy for like, what year is it? I've known him for like maybe 5 years. Like, I don't know. It was maybe like junior year of college when I met him. So like, there's been little breadcrumbs throughout this whole time. So I mean, that's already a slow burn. But like, I don't know. If he ends up watching this, or if I end up getting the courage to like
wink, wink,
try again, I'll have an update at some point, probably. Maybe. We'll see. But
4 months.
Or 4 more years at this rate. We'll see.
Slowest burn of the 20th century. 20th? I meant 2020s.
Dang, I know we was time traveling here.
Yeah, going back to like the 1900s. Romance novel style.
Oh my god.
Actually, I was about to say Jane Austen, but she's not 1900s.
Girl, you're just all over the place.
I look.
But anyway, those are my little tidbits.
We can leave it to your stories since we're like 10 minutes in and I didn't have anything crazy to say.
I mean, we got time. It's a chill.
This is my fidget friend of the day, of the episode. I have a new axolotl. I didn't name the first one. It was just the axolotl friends, so we decided that this one's just going to be Axolotl Junior, but nicknamed Junie to give it some personality.
Yeah.
So this is Junie, everyone. I've been low-key abusing this thing since Mecca started talking. She did not catch a break. I mean, that's what she's made for, though.
Yeah.
So. Do, 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 do.
Anyway, all right. So you good with that? You just want to mention your fidget friend, or do you want
to? Yeah, we can just go ahead.
Okay. All right. So today's topic is just gonna be about autumn, about fall, because by the time this episode comes out, it'll be officially fall. And
it's crazy.
This year, man, I always have the issue of sitting and trying to reflect, is this year flying or is it going by at a normal like speed, or is this year dragging? Because people always be like, man, it's September already. And I'm like that too. But then I look back and I'm like, but I don't feel like it was just January either. So I don't know.
I feel like, I don't think it was just January, but it does feel like it was just April. And maybe that's just because I just graduated college. Yeah, I think that was like the busiest month ever. And at the time I was like, it's not ending quick enough, like this feels like 10 years. But now I'm like,
huh, it's already September.
It's already mid-September. Like, yeah. What do you mean that was in the same year?
I like, do at least agree with that sentiment that like, dang, it's already September.
I feel like it's going by slow and fast at the same time, and that's a problem.
Yeah, I have to agree.
Then time just doesn't exist to me at that point, so
it's not just you,
the construct starts collapsing. Like, I don't know what's going on.
But yeah, that's a mood.
Speaking of school and fall and school starting in fall, that's one thing I think about when it comes to fall is like school.
First day of school. Yep.
The memories. I remember in middle school, my first day of seventh grade.
What?
I was like, I was scared because of my elementary school. I had some teachers that were like, they don't play this stuff in middle school. So we have to train you guys to like do this, not do that, behave yourself, don't act this way. And so I'm on the bus like, oh my gosh, I'm surrounded by the big dogs. Like, I'm scared. And then that same day, there was a fight on the bus. And I'm like, I chose seats that were either in the middle kind of, or towards the front, because the rowdy kids sat in the back and I was too nervous to be around that energy. So I'm like, you know, it takes less effort to just plop down about four seats from the front and not have to like walk and look at like feel everybody looking at you to the back. So I was sitting towards the front, but the fight just had to migrate towards the middle. And I was like, is this how my school days are going to be?
Starting off crazy.
I also used to apply eyeliner on the bus.
Oh, they were wild. I could have never.
I don't honestly know how I did it, because I think I would like get out the bed too late in the morning and I'll be like, oh my God, I gotta get ready. The bus is like about to come in 10 minutes. So then, but I was like, but I want to wear eyeliner. So I would.
It had to have been at red lights, because not that we had reckless bus drivers, but like it's a school bus. So you definitely are bumping all over the place. So
there's this girl who was a grade above me that her eyeliner was impeccable, like amazing. It was flawless, like every day. And she complimented my eyeliner once.
You won.
Because I was like, I think I had did it at home though. I wasn't doing it on a bus, but she was like, your eyeliner's so cute. And I was like, I peeked.
Yeah, right.
It's like, this is amazing. I'd like to thank my family.
No, okay. So like on a similar note to that, at work last week, I have this coworker. She's like, I don't actually know her age. She looks really young, but her hair is like almost all gray. So I want to say she's probably in her mid-40s, like early to mid-40s, but she's so pretty. Like, she's just like naturally pretty. And when I first, like one of the first times I met her when we first opened the store, she was like, you're so pretty. I was like, oh, thank you. And then last week she said it again. She was like, I know I probably told this. So hold on, wait. I know I probably said this to you before, but you're just so pretty. I like your hair too. And I'm like, it hits so different when a pretty girl calls you pretty. And then that same day, another female customer, well, a female customer, because that was a coworker, she was like, how do you pronounce your name? And I told her, and she was like, that's a pretty name for a pretty girl. And I'm like, y'all, I'm gonna die. Like, wow.
Honestly, I think it just hits different when a girl, a woman compliments you, because it's either the, oh, you're so pretty undertone, I'm gonna ruin your life because I'm so jealous of you and I'm gonna either become you or like reveal all your secrets on social media and like
destroy. Oh my god, that has not happened since middle school.
Yeah, like it's giving high school, middle school, but apparently this happens in adult life too. But it's either that type of, oh, you're so pretty, or it's the genuinely, I had to tell you because you're just radiating queen. And that's, I feel the like only, only two.
That's the only energy I've ever gotten though. There's like not a lot besides of middle school,
dark motives, right? Whereas like, you know. You
know. Or when like girls call you like, oh, thanks, love, or something like that. Yeah, I'm just like, oh, the this is so cute. Not even in
girls,
like,
girl.
Right. I love that. I love when that happens.
We love girlhood.
But yeah, I don't even know. Oh yeah, you were talking about fall and school.
Yeah. Just because, like, that's one of the first things I think of because I'm still close to that era of my life.
I don't think about it at all. But
I literally had a dream last night. I don't really remember the events, which is why I didn't tell it for the story because I usually would. But it took place in my high school. It was like my high school and middle school combined. Like the floor plan. Like, it was weird. So, yeah. Clearly, I'm still thinking about it because I still have dreams.
Only school dreams I ever usually have is, like, I'm running late for school or running late for class.
Yes.
Those are the only ones. I never have like a, I'm just in school.
I had one like that last week
where I was you were
like
late?
Running late. Like I felt like I was running late and I'm like, the bus is literally going to be here in 18 seconds.
Yeah.
But I still didn't make my lunch and I still had to put my shoes on.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but I still have to walk around like the building to get to the bus stop. And I'm like, the math ain't mathing. I'm going to miss the bus. And I was freaking out. But I don't have dreams where I'm in the classroom or doing school. It's either I'm trying to get
them,
to school,
but not often.
Or something totally unrelated is happening, but it's just taking place in my school. And I'm like, what is going on? But yeah, anyway.
But yeah, I don't think about grade school that much anymore. Not in the sense of like, oh, it's fall. I remember when I used to catch the bus. So, but I would see like, you know, the first week of school, everybody would be posting their kid. Like, because I'm mid-20s, so a lot of the people I went to school with have kids and they're all posting like it's such and such's first day of second grade or like my baby's starting school and I'm like
wow.
So I see a lot of that, so I'm like wow, school. But I don't have any like attachment to it anymore where I'm like still waking up at school, go to school time or like I see
that.
A school bus and I'm like I remember when I used to, I'd just be like oh look a school bus and then I keep it going.
There is no I remember when it's shudders and fear. Yeah, no, none of my dreams are like pleasant in the sense of like I'm having a good day at school. It's always like some underlying stress, like oh my god, I'm missing the bus, or oh my god, I'm about to see this person, or some totally unrelated monster invasion, but it just happens to take place in my elementary school. Like, and that's a real story. But but yeah, I don't know.
I do miss
this. The bus situation always stressed me out.
I don't miss that, obviously. I don't miss, like, standing and waiting for the bus, but I do kind of miss, like, the quiet in the mornings, standing at the bus stop, and it, like, the weather's nice because it's fall. Like, the fall is falling. So, like, I do kind of miss that. And that's some people still have that experience. They leave out early to go to work or whatever, but, like, I low-key wish I was a morning person and that, like, I had a front porch or something or a balcony because I would like to, like have quiet mornings outside in the brisk weather. Like that sounds
it's not,
nice.
Like totally dark outside yet.
Okay, yeah,
gotta go.
That's coming.
See, I didn't like that standing out in the bus stop and it was still like
nighttime.
Yeah, and I'm like, so I can go back to bed. Like, what are we doing? Especially if it was raining or snowing, and I'm shivering in my boots.
Oh gosh!
Like,
I'm not snowing in fall, but.
Yeah, that reminds me of the time where I had these really cute rain boots that went up to my knees, but they're more for fashion.
Were they black?
Yes, and they had like fur at the top and a little, it was a heel, but not like the chunky heel. Like it was like a normal boot heel, like it was elevated at the heel. And if that makes any sense. And
like a combat boot.
Yeah, exactly. I couldn't think of the style of boot. But it was snowing that day. So we had to like walk around in like half melted puddles of snow and it was continually snowing and the bus did not come. I think they actually canceled school. So we were standing out there for like 40 minutes for nothing.
Oh my God.
But so I was already really cold. But then we go back in the house and my mom looks at the news to see if the city names at the bottom, and it was. We were like, if only we came here sooner. But my shoes were in ponds. Like it was just... It was
like
useless.
The rain fell into the inside of your shoe, or did you have a hole in the bottom?
I think it came in through the bottom of the shoe because it was like fitted to my leg, so it wouldn't have got in like that easy.
Mm-hmm.
So I was so mad. So I'm like, I bought these boots and they were cute and they're
and
useless.
That's all they were for.
Useless.
Oh man.
The socks were dripping.
Ugh. And soggy socks ain't nothing.
I think they either cancel school or push it back because I was like, I'm going back to bed. Like I have to emotionally
my day
heal
is
myself.
Ruined.
My day
is what is it?
My pain is immeasurable. My day is ruined.
That's what I was thinking about.
God. But yeah, anyway.
Yeah, so
going off of school. Because we can talk about that more in another episode.
I think in the spirit of the season, we could just do some random fall trivia quiz that I found.
I have a handful of things on my phone too that we can probably fit in.
Okay. Question number one. What is the first day of fall called? Either fall, autumn, or the autumnal equinox.
Autumnal equinox.
I guess so, yeah.
Summer and winter are solstice. Mm-hmm.
All right, so number two, what is the full moon that occurs closest to the autumnal equinox called? Wow, they just gave away the answer.
Was that really in the question? Like, worded that way?
Yeah. What is the full moon which occurs closest to the autumnal equinox called? But they gave away a question one's answer in the second question.
Oh, I thought you meant the answer was before.
No. Okay. The answer choices are the harvest moon, the fall moon, or the blue moon. It's the harvest
moon. Isn't it the harvest moon?
It is. Number three, what does September mean in Latin? Oh, I should know this.
I didn't know if you wanted me to look at the choices or not.
Sorry. The choices are scepter, stars, or seven.
I feel like it's probably seven because, for one, set in a lot of romance languages or something similar to set is seven. But also, there was only originally, like, 10 months.
I was about to say.
Until, what was it, July and August were added?
Because Julius and Augustus, yes. I think.
So it was only 10, and so September would have been 7.
It's probably 7.
Yeah.
Number four, what are the three zodiac signs of fall? Libra, Scorpio, Sagittarius, Scorpio, Sagittarius, Capricorn, or Virgo, Libra, Scorpio?
I think it is Virgo, Libra, Scorpio. Wait, a fall. Sure. Wait, no, sorry. I think
it's definitely not B. It's not Scorpio, Sagittarius, Capricorn.
I think it's Libra, Scorpio, Sagittarius, because Virgo is like early September, I think, and fall starts like mid-September.
Okay.
So I think it's Libra, Scorpio, Sagittarius.
We're going to go with that then. Number five, in the Northern Hemisphere, autumn begins in September. When does it begin in the Southern Hemisphere? Maybe March. March. Oh, yes. The answer choices are October, March, or November. So definitely March.
Spring starts. Yeah. So.
Number six. What English romantic poet wrote the poem To Autumn? Oscar Wilde, John Milton, or John Keats? I have no idea. I want to say John Keats just because I just want to say it, but I have no idea.
I feel like I should know this, but I don't. So we will go with your answer.
Yeah, that's just a throwaway because I have no idea. Number seven, before the 16th century, fall was called harvest, autumn, or close of the year. Maybe harvest.
Probably because close of... I feel like not everywhere has a in-between season like autumn, but a lot of places have winter, and I feel like winter would be close of the year.
Or maybe you can't do anything in winter, so the fall would be the close of your year because you ain't doing nothing but surviving during the winter. So,
I would say it's harvest.
Yeah. According to superstition, catching leaves in autumn brings what? Good luck, bad luck, or money? I would guess good luck.
Probably good luck.
In what autumn movie can you see Richard Gere? Ooh, I'm sorry if y'all know him. And Winona Ryder walking through beautiful fall trees and leaves.
See, my problem.
A Walk to Remember, Autumn in New York, or October Sky.
My problem is I don't watch many movies.
Me neither. So I want to say it's not Autumn in New York.
I mean, it literally says they're walking through beautiful trees, and then the first answer is A Walk to Remember.
Let's go with those.
So I immediately wanted to say that, but why should not be that?
It don't even matter. Yeah, well, let's say it's A Walk to Remember.
Did you have an answer key?
Yes, there's an answer key. Yes.
We're going to be humbled.
What country did Halloween originate from? England, Spain, or Ireland? I want to say Ireland.
I also want to say Ireland, too, but because I don't really have a reason.
So it originally was a pagan holiday, true, right? Samhain. Yes. And that just feels like a Gaelic word. Like, I don't know why, but...
Also, I don't know if Spain... Does Spain have any, like, pagan roots?
I don't think so.
I feel like England and Ireland is closer to that than anything. So I feel like Spain is ruled out.
Yeah, definitely. I just don't think it's Spain. I'm going to say Ireland.
Yeah.
And then last question. It's not the last question. Second to last question. According to NASA, autumn is clear space season, aurora season, or clear moon season. As much as I love space, I don't know the answer to this. I want to say that it is probably...
When does the aurora clear show? Moon.
I mean, they show all year.
That's true.
But like, I would think winter more so would be... Because the skies are, like, clearest in winter. So I would think that winter might be aurora season. So maybe clear moon season. Or it could be clear space season because a lot of trees lose their leaves, so you can see things from space that you couldn't when the trees are covering stuff. But I don't know. I really don't. I'm gonna say clear moon season, but I don't have an answer.
I don't know.
The actual last question: in what city was the first Oktoberfest held? Munich, Geneva, or Paris? It's not Paris. Geneva is in Switzerland, and Munich, I'm assuming, is probably Germany, so I'm going to say Munich because yeah. Oktoberfest is a German
I was
thing.
Feeling Munich, too.
When I was looking at this last night, I didn't read all the questions, but I did see that one, and I was like, where is Geneva anyway? And then I was like, it's in Switzerland. Because I was like, they won't put two cities from the same place, I don't think. Like, this quiz doesn't seem that complicated. But anyway, yeah, that's the end of the quiz. Let's pull up this answer key and see if we did any justice.
God, speaking of school.
Oh, yeah, answer key. So the first day of fall.
Autumnal equinox.
Yes, it's the autumnal equinox. We got that one. What is the full moon that occurs closest to the autumnal equinox? It's the harvest moon. Mm-hmm. Got that one. What does September mean in Latin? Yes, it's 7. What are the 3 zodiac signs of fall? Libra, Scorpio, Sagittarius. Got that
glad
one.
I changed my answer.
Yeah, shout out to you because I wouldn't have got it because I don't really know zodiacs that much. In the northern hemisphere, autumn begins in September. When does it begin in the southern hemisphere? Yes, it's March. Mm-hmm. We got that one. Oh my gosh. What English romantic poet wrote the poem to autumn? John Keats. Yay. Hey, we guessed it right. Before the 16th century, fall was called harvest. Mm-hmm. We got that one. According to superstition, catching leaves in autumn brings good luck. So we got that one right. Okay, we're doing good.
Oh.
In what autumn movie could you find Richard and Winona walking through beautiful fall trees and leaves? It was indeed Autumn in New York.
We eliminated.
Ruled out. Yeah. That's a song. Many people have covered it, like blues singers. I think Billie Holiday is the version that's coming to mind, but like that's a really nice song. Y'all should listen to that. I think I might listen to this when we in this podcast.
Is it giving fall? Like the
song
itself?
Okay. Yeah. You might want to add it to your list.
Okay, I was gonna mention after this.
Next question was what country did Halloween originate from? It was indeed Ireland. Look
nice.
At us. Okay. According to NASA, autumn is aurora season.
Oh, so which one of us? I don't think I didn't choose the answer for that one. But I was thinking
I ruled
about
that
it.
One out.
I was thinking about it.
Okay. And then in what city was the first Oktoberfest held? Yes, it was Munich. So
we would have passed.
Yeah, okay. We were just complaining about school and we would have did this one. Oktoberfest makes me think of Busch Gardens.
That's fair.
Do they have fall things? I mean, they just have a Halloween Halloween. I don't think they have any like just straight fall
like
aesthetic
fall,
stuff. Like
yeah.
They decorate for it, I think, but
I don't think I've ever been to the Halloween. What is it called?
Halloween. I went once in college and once was enough. I don't like scary things. I don't like haunted houses because I don't like scary movies. I watch scary movies like this. I've gotten better over the years, but like I have to like be by myself, like to myself. I have to be able to like hug myself or cover my eyes. But if you go through a haunted house, you're just out in the open,
fears.
So like I'm liable to swing on somebody or just be screaming, so like it's not fun for me. There is my one
and only memory of going through a haunted house scenario was with some friends in middle school. And wait, was it middle school or high school? It was either middle school or like early high school. And I was tripping out because I like horror things, but not if I'm like first person immersed in it, because I'm also scared of everything. So I was like trembling in my skin. And there was like the last part of the building before we could leave, there was a series of doors, and they're like, pick the right door.
No.
And
I was like, stressing me out so bad.
And everyone was like, which one is it? And I'm like, I got it, guys. I don't think I got it. But I think I picked the wrong one, the first pick. And then like the second pick, I got it because I was like, guys, no, I lied.
Was there something behind the first door? Like something scary?
I honestly don't even remember. And that's probably because it was and I blocked it out. But I think it was probably just like props of stuff. I don't know if anyone was behind the doors. Uh-huh. But when we got out, the scariest part happened when we got out. We were like waiting in line to go do something else after the house. And I'm standing facing, I think I was with like three friends, and I was facing them and they were facing me because for whatever reason I was turned around. I think it's because I was in the beginning of the line. So I wanted to turn and talk to them. And I saw at the last second some person dressed up looking like a serial killer, and they had a chainsaw. But it like looked so real. Mind you, this was also at night. So like it was dark, and the person walking up, I'm like, huh? And then they scared one of my friends, but I didn't have the time to warn them because I didn't even notice. I think I was like looking away, and then I turned around, and then they were just right there, like, and I'm like, oh God, we're cooked. And then they rev up the thing, and oh my God.
See, I can't deal with stuff like that because at Halloween,
and they were mad at me, and I'm like, I didn't see them either. I'm scared too.
At Hollow Scream, they do that, like, in certain parts of the park, there are. Like, the each square in each country is themed. Mm-hmm. So, like, there's vampires in one. There's, like, killer clowns or whatever, guy with a chainsaw. And if you're in that vicinity, like, if you're in that little radius, they can come up to you and, like, scare you. So, I would always, like, I got caught once by some vampire guy that came, like, he came up from behind me. And then he kind of just turned around and looked in my face or something. And he was just, I don't know. But it was enough for me. And so, I stayed on the outskirts for the rest of the night holding people's bags. Because I was like, I don't want to be anywhere near that. And I was just watching people get scared. But it was, like, people on stilts. Like, they just come, like, it's cool. But, like, it's not for me.
I lowkey still want to do it, even though I feel like I would hate it.
Like, our mom wants to go so bad. So, I'll just hold the bags again. But, yeah, y'all have fun. But I don't want to do it.
I added the autumn. Is autumn in New York? Okay, I put that in my notes so I don't forget it later. Okay. I have on Spotify, you can make playlist folders, and within the folder, you can make a series of playlists, so you can like group together themes and stuff. And I discovered that I think this year, and I'm like, no way, because I love making playlists. So I immediately started making some, and one of them, I call it Seasons of Music, because I wanted to combine a bunch of songs that just gave me the vibes of the different seasons. So before we started recording, I was playing some songs from my autumn one. I call it Feels Like an Autumn Breeze. And I feel like the autumn in New York is going to be, I don't even know. I feel like I've probably heard it before. I just can't think of it right now.
I don't know.
I might have, but I'm probably going to end up adding that one. I think my autumn one has the least amount of songs now that I think about it.
Yeah, she got to work on it.
I got to work on it. Yeah, I can't see the number of songs for some reason on mobile, but I can on the desktop. But summer has the most. Which kind of checks?
I guess it's the most lit season.
It's like, I just feel like a lot of people make songs actually catered to summer, so it's kind of easy to just group together songs that are literally about summer and like doing things in summer, and then songs that just feels like summer. Mm-hmm. And then for the other seasons, it's more subjective, so that's probably why it's kind of hard.
Speaking of,
but it's fun. It's a fun challenge.
Speaking of doing things and a season, do you have any fall plans, anything you want to accomplish in this season?
I don't have plans tied to seasons.
I don't either, but like, I guess is there anything that you have planned this year that you haven't done yet that you might try to get done in the next couple months?
I mean, yes, probably. I still want to go on a picnic.
I'm so sad we didn't go on a single picnic this summer. Yeah. And I had like,
I think plans we said that and in ideas. Episode one.
Oh yeah, probably.
I mean, low-key, I think I would prefer a fall picnic over a summer one because it'll feel nicer.
Yeah.
And I'm weak to the heat, so I would prefer it to be a nice little, a little warm breeze.
We gotta make it happen. I got some spots in mind.
I want to do a en plein air where you set up a canvas or whatever outside and you just paint outdoors.
Oh, okay.
I want to do that. I feel like it's giving Studio Ghibli. I don't even know if I've ever watched a movie, but there's a movie, I think it's like When the Wind Rises or something. And the cover art is this woman in a dress, and she's on a hill painting, and like the wind's blowing. Looks so picturesque. And I'm like, I want to be her. I want that life for me. But I don't know where I can just do that peacefully here. I mean, you could probably just do it anywhere and people probably wouldn't bother you, but
no, I mean,
I feel like if you're in
people
a picnic,
will be nosy, but
if you're in a nice area where you can sit down and have a picnic, that would be perfect. Just like be painting.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you?
Probably should have thought about this.
You gotta come prepared if you're asking a question.
I guess you're right. I mean, my answer is, this sounds like a cop-out, but really, I don't, I guess I want us to, I want as a family for us to go do some kind of activity, like whether it's axe throwing or have this picnic or just spend a day outside, like just go to somebody's downtown and just like walk around, go in and out of shops, get lunch or something like that. Like I want us to have like a family outing, and then I want to go to some kind of like fall market or like maybe like a fall festival or something with a friend of mine, because it's not a habit. We've only done it like a couple times, but it's something that we spoke on wanting to do. So that's pretty much it. I mean, I don't do anything. Mm-hmm. So it's not like I want to take a trip to here or like I'm not trying to spend a whole lot of money. So I want to do some like chill things. I guess I just want to enjoy
nature.
Once the weather
free.
Comes in, right? Like once the like weather starts to cool down, I want to be able to enjoy the fresh air. So I think that's my plans, is to just do things outdoors,
touch some grass.
Another friend of mine, he has been trying to get me to go on a hike with him. For
I want to go on a hike so bad.
You want to come with us? Because he sent me a trail. It doesn't seem like. He said he might go this week himself, so I'm going to tell him, like, make sure you scout it for me, because you know my fitness level is, like, negative 50.
I mean, hiking
so,
I do, but I don't have, like, proper clothing, I don't think.
It's not, like, a hike. Now, he's been on ones that
I
were, like,
outdoorsy.
Well, I guess we're going to have to get
some. I mean, yeah, I want to go on one, but I'm not prepared yet, I don't think.
Well, it's...
I'm going to go digging through my closet.
We can work it out, but I think that could be a thing. So yeah, my plans for the fall is just to enjoy fall, enjoy the weather, and get out with friends and family some more, because I don't do that enough. Did you have anything you want to bring up before we can end it on a this or that, like we did episode one?
Yeah, I don't think I saved any like this or that. I saved random movie lists because a couple of them I recognized, but then I was like, wow, I really am not a movie watcher because I don't know some of these. Or a lot of these, but under, I knew more under Halloween movies, which I guess checks because I did say I like some horror stuff. They have Pride and Prejudice under fall movies. And I don't think I've ever sat and thought about seasonal movies except for winter because Christmas. And
oh, yeah.
I like, you know, people make Christmas movies or they make like Halloween movies, but I don't think there's a whole lot of fall besides Halloween, like fall holiday things.
Unfortunately,
that people would make a movie after,
it's
unless
like
it's,
Lifetime.
Yeah,
like
I was
romance
about to say
movies.
That. Unless it's some sort of plot that takes place in that season. So, like if it's like a romance, they might have a scene where it's like all emotional and they're outside and the wind's blowing in the trees, and
falling
it's like,
in love and fall.
Yeah,
time.
And it's like, or they might show the passage of time, someone's relationship with the season, like that type of thing.
Yeah.
So I feel like a lot of these on this list falls. Hate myself.
What
under that. So I've never really even thought about, oh, fall movies versus Halloween movies. I saw quite a few lists like that, but under Halloween I was like, well, I mean, I've seen these.
I saw a couple of those lists,
Coco,
but I decided
here.
Oh, because Dia de los Muertos.
Yeah, and I was like, yo, let's watch Coco.
Coraline,
I literally seen a short today about Coraline, and I was like, this is for number one, great art. Number two, this movie really had me messed up as a kid.
Is Monster House on that list?
And Monster House is
because,
under Coco.
So last night when I was looking at these, and I did see a couple like Halloween movies or whatever, but like I wasn't ready to go into Halloween stuff because like we can talk about Halloween when it's closer to Halloween time. Even though, I mean, that falls in fall, so it's relevant to this episode, but I just kind of wanted to like
yeah,
leave
that
alone for a
while. Yeah, I
wasn't
going into detail about it, but you know,
right.
I didn't think it hurt.
But I did think about Monster House.
I probably only watched it once, maybe twice, because I only remember like two scenes from it.
I rewatched
it. And I watched it when I was a kid, so I don't.
Yeah. I watched it when I was young, and then I rewatched it like a year maybe 2 years ago with a couple friends, and that movie's crazy. Like, it's crazy. So I think, is it on our list? Yeah, so we have I always blur it, so y'all can't see what's on my board, but I have a list of movies that me and her are like, we should watch this, and Monster House is up there, so we have to watch it this season.
Number one is Twilight. I had only watched, like, there was a time when we were younger, we went to the movies to see Breaking Dawn Part 1, and I don't even know if I've ever seen the first one at that point, because I just went because I think you were a fan of the series, so I was like, I'm just here for the ride, I guess. And I think I leaned over and was asking you a bunch of questions. But in college, my friend was like, you want to watch the Twilight movies? And I'm like, you know what, why not? Because I've honestly never seen them.
I don't remember you telling me this.
I for a fact told you this, because I remember texting you about it. I was like, guess what we watched today. And I was just so weak. Like, some parts were just like and I'm really mainly speaking for the first movie. And there was, like, the one part where she, I don't even remember what she was doing. I think she was being a rebel or something. By she, I mean Bella. And she was outside. And, like, was she on the motorcycle?
I knew you were about to say the motorcycle scene.
It was the motorcycle scene. But it was also, like, right before that, it was some girls that were, like, I can't remember if they were bullying her or if she just was having a conversation, and it was like she snapped and then she ran off or something. But
oh wait, this was in the first movie then.
I think so.
Okay, I was thinking about a different motorcycle scene.
And yes. I'm like I was side eyeing so many. I was like, what is happening? What is going on? And then she went on a motorcycle, and I'm just like,
they were her friends and they were trying to talk her out of doing that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Because I remember
she was like, I just want to feel alive.
Yeah. Like she kind of like had an outburst, and I was like, Bella, chill.
Yeah.
Like, listen to your friend.
Might not have been the first movie. It might have been the second one, because Edward left her.
I think it was Edward it was left early in the how many movies? Like five?
There's five.
Yeah. I think that the was the first three for sure.
It was the second movie, I'm pretty sure, because Edward left because he thought it was for the best. And yeah, she was going was crazy.
Like, she was literally going insane, like psychotic break. And I'm like, Like, I didn't want to laugh because I'm like, this isn't really funny. Not but like the acting wasn't was hilarious. And it was like supposed to be this whole moment, but I just kept looking at my friend like, am I allowed
y'all
to laugh?
Like this?
am I allowed to laugh?
Yeah, it's funny. It was funny.
You nagged my daughter after the Loch Ness Monster.
oh my gosh. Okay.
Anyway, let's do a cute little this or that.
Yeah, we'll end this episode on this or that. A fall this or that. So.
Twilight bird.
Apple picking or a hayride? I'd say a hayride.
Hayride? Well, I've never apple picked, but I have been on a hayride before, and that was
apple
nice.
Apple picking don't seem like... Is that where you, like, put your arms behind your back, and you have to, like, dunk your head in a tub with apples, and you try to pick the apples with your mouth?
I was thinking we go to the trees, and we plucking them from the trees. I don't know.
Either way, I'm not very interested.
That sounds crazy, though. Like, as an activity, I would refuse.
They have those at fall festivals.
I refuse. That sounds so unhygienic.
Oh, probably. But that's...
Like,
yeah.
You mean, like, with your face, or do you have a scoop or something?
Yeah, with your face. Like, you're biting it.
Are we animals?
Yeah. Horses.
Okay. Anyway.
Anyway. So, yes. Hay rides. Have you ever been on a hay ride?
Yeah, I said that.
We went on one together. At our aunt's school's fall festival one year.
No. I went on one in high school, too. Where we were volunteering at a park. And at the end, they were like, come on, kids, get on this hayride. If y'all watch other people hop on all day, this is your break. And I was like, fun. It was stabbing my butt a little bit. But I was like, this is fun. That was nice.
I went on the same friend I mentioned who me and her want to go to, like, fall markets and stuff this year. Last year, we went to a fall festival out of town. And they had a nice hayride. It went around a big area, so it was cool. Next one, corn maze or pumpkin patch?
Corn maze. Only so I can scare myself.
Oh, well. I mean, I don't think I have a preference.
I don't have a preference.
Though, I think I've been in both.
I don't think I've been in either.
The same fall festival with the hayride that okay. I went to last year.
Oh, okay.
They had a corn maze. So I walked through that. It wasn't scary though, because it wasn't like thick. It wasn't like.
I have to be wearing like sleeves and pants though. Like, I'm not going in there without my skin covered, because that's crazy.
That's true. No pumpkin patch. So a corn maze goes up. Pumpkin patch is just out, right? Mm-hmm. Probably a corn maze would be more fun.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Just scarier. Next one, hot tea or apple cider slash spicy cider. Like, I think they're kind of the same thing. So I put them both.
I like both.
I honestly have maybe had apple cider like one time. So I would probably say hot tea because the apple cider, I don't know. It doesn't speak to me, but maybe I just need to have it again.
Since it's a fall, this or that, I'm going to say the apple cider slash spice cider because I feel like I wouldn't necessarily feel the urge to drink it at any random point of the year. But if it is fall time, I might be like, I'm feeling some of this.
Because they have it more readily available during the fall.
Like, I was thinking about some chai the other day, and I'm like, I'm feeling like this is an autumn taste.
Because
like,
of spice.
The cinnamon, the chai. Yeah, it's the spice, yo. Like, apple-flavored drinks. So I feel like I'm going to go with cider.
Fair. Next, pumpkin spice or salted caramel. I would have to say neither. Because
hot take.
I honestly don't know if I've had either because neither one of them really fit my taste palette. You put a gun to my head, oh, can I even say that here? If you forced me, I would probably say pumpkin spice.
You know, as a recovering picky eater, I used to hate caramel. Like, the taste was just not great. But recent years, I realized, oh, you know, that's not that bad. Maybe my taste buds reset themselves.
Apparently they do that.
But that hasn't happened with pumpkin for me yet. I still do not really care for the taste of pumpkin, so I probably would go with the salted caramel and just like be cringing while consuming it. But I don't think I would really like pumpkin spice. Pumpkin spice.
Yeah. All right. A haunted house or scary movies?
Scary movies.
I already explained why.
As previously stated, but I would like to do another haunted house just because, you know, just to say.
I wouldn't like to.
But yeah, I feel like after that one, I might be okay.
Honestly, I wish I could tolerate scary movies a little more because some of them be really good. But I can do some of them. But the ones that sometimes I really want to see one, but I'm like, I can't do it to myself. I just make my mom watch it and then she'll tell me about it.
I like thriller or like atmospheric horror more than like jump scary horror because for some reason the plots just hit different in those.
They put more thought into it instead of focusing or relying more
after
on the jump
the first
scares.
Two jump scares, I'm like, I'm already expecting it. So it's not.
No, that would just make me more anxious.
But... Oh, it does. But I'm just like, it's the factor of it is gone.
All right. Pumpkin bread or cinnamon buns?
Cinnamon buns.
Although, so this was on the list, but I feel like I never really associate cinnamon buns with fall. If anything, I would say maybe winter than anything, but really it's all year round. Like, I can eat them at any time.
The second half of the year.
Yeah. When it's colder because they're warm. But pumpkin bread, I've never had pumpkin bread, but I'm not a big fan of pumpkin either. I don't hate it, but like, I did not grow up with pumpkin in my diet besides like maybe pumpkin baby food when I was a baby. So it's not anything I gravitate towards and I don't think I would care for it that much. Next one, apple pie or pumpkin pie. This is also a flashback to the to our first episode because we had like a pie discussion. I don't know
apple
if it made
slaps,
it in the cut like, or not, but yeah, apple pie is really good. So definitely apple pie.
I think we did because in the first episode it was like cake or pie. And I was like, definitely cake because I just prefer sweet things like that more. But I've tried a handful of pies and one of them, the first one was apple pie and it's great.
Yeah, so. Apple pie. I never gave it the credit it deserved growing up because that was just another thing that we never really had. We always had cake more than pie.
We are cake
besides
household.
Sweet potato pie because that's like a holiday pie. So Thanksgiving and Christmas, we always had a sweet potato pie. Never really had pumpkin and didn't have like fruit pies. So yeah, apple pie. Next one is caramel apples or candy corn. For sure, candy corn.
Candy corn. Oh my God.
Candy corn. Now, I feel like candy corn is a divisive thing. Like, some people like it, some people don't.
Yeah.
Caramel apples, like, yeah, that's just another fall thing that I never really... I mean, I've had a candy apple. I don't know if they
candy
consider candy and
so
caramel
overrated.
The same.
They're not a good experience. I do not know why people love them.
I think it's the novelty of it.
I guess.
Or just like the nostalgia of it.
It gets old fast.
it's not good for your teeth.
For the win.
Yeah, candy corn.
I remember my first year of college where everything was still like COVID. So we were doing all of our classes online. And in the private Zoom chat, we were having a discussion in our breakout room about like different preferences with people, and someone threw out candy corn versus some other candy, and only me and this other guy said candy corn. He was like, hey, candy corn supremacy. And I'm like, thank you, we have one person on the team
now. I don't like when they same thing with candy canes, because I love candy canes, but I'm kind of a purist when it comes to it. So
like the original
peppermint? I like peppermint ones. Like some of the other ones are fine, but I like peppermint. No, candy that's canes.
Fair. Me too.
I don't like when they start doing all the crazy stuff with it. Same thing with candy corn, because I've seen some crazy candy corn, but also the Harvest Blend where it has the pumpkins in it. I don't really like that one. I don't that care much. For that. I just either. Like the candy corn. I just corn. Like
the normal white, yellow, orange.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Agreed. Next question: rainy autumn days or sunny autumn days? This one's a little difficult because they both have their charms.
I like sunny autumn days when I'm outdoors, and rainy ones are okay if I'm indoors.
Today was almost a rainy autumn day. Well, it's not fall yet, but
it's giving fall.
It was pretty wind, like breezy outside today. The temperature was pretty nice, and it's going to storm later, so that's our rainy autumn day. I don't know. I like
the sound of the rain when it's just rain and like no thunder, no lightning, no crazy actual dangerous storm.
Yeah,
like that's okay. Like the ambient rain noises, but if I'm have to be out in it, I'm a little upset. Yeah, so. Yeah.
So I don't really that, have that a one's concrete conditional. Answer for that one. Next one is sweaters or flannels. I'm a flannel girl.
I'm a sweater girl.
In the fall, for sure, flannels. In the winter, both. But I wasn't really a sweater person until a few years ago.
Can you say cardigan? Like if it's a cardigan, 100% cardigan, because I honestly don't even own that many sweaters. I prefer the freedom of being able to take the cardigan off if I'm hot.
Yeah.
And sometimes sweaters, I'm just like, no, I'm just hot.
Flannels are like that for me because you can wear it buttoned up like it's a regular shirt, but you can also wear the flannel as a jacket and be able to take it off or like tie it around your waist because that's a look too. So like I go flannels. Even if we add cardigan into the situation, I think I'll still put
flannel. I think I'm still sit with sweaters, but cardigans, yeah.
That's the next one, scarves or cozy socks? Scarves. I know why you won't pick socks.
Well, yes, but also I used to just like wearing scarves as like part of the fashion. Like in my middle school, we had uniforms. So some of the only ways I could change my look was in my shoes, my hairstyle, and my scarves. And I would, literally there was one that I wore every day, like despite the season, like it didn't matter.
Was it like a wool, like a knitted scarf, or was it like one of the ones that you kind of tie in your hair, but you can wear it around your neck?
No, it was like, I'm pretty sure it was supposed to be like a winter S type scarf, but it was also kind of thin and it had like a bunch of different types of thread. Like it had the
I remember this. What is
it? I'm thinking tinsel, but it's not tinsel. It's like the shimmery plasticky type fabric that just gives it a little glimmer. And then it had like a thicker like red one going through and just brown. Like it was a pretty like textured one, and I think I liked it because of that. But I wore it literally every day, and I think it became part of my identity.
I like how so we both went to the same middle school, obviously, at different times, and I like how we both had our own ways of making the uniforms ours. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it's not like we were the only two in school who ever did that, but there was just something inherently restricting about wearing a uniform, and it just makes you want to express yourself even more. So for me, I don't know who told me this was cute, but I had a collection, an assortment of like camisoles or tank tops, and I would wear them over my uniform. Somehow that was allowed.
I think that was just the look of the time, though. Like I feel like it wasn't uncommon, particularly.
I didn't know anybody else who wore their things like that.
I'd be like, I feel like people on the internet probably
maybe
had that as part of their style. Maybe. So if we just weren't in this city, you would have been.
I guess so. I just don't know where I got it from. Maybe I
popular girls.
Maybe. But yeah, I used to wear camisoles over my polo shirt, and it was allowed. And then I also had like these sleeveless kind of cropped vests. I had like three of them.
I have some of yours still, and I still wear it.
I had like maybe three different kinds, and I would like wear those sometimes. I had a sleeveless puffer jacket that I used to wear sometimes. Like I kind of I felt myself back then. I thought it was honestly cute.
Crazy because they had no rules about that apparently, but also they wouldn't let you wear any like sweater or something if it wasn't part of the color.
Right.
Which is so dumb. Right. Because if I'm cold, I'm just gonna put my puffer jacket.
Was so seventh grade, our colors were yellow. It was just yellow. You had to wear yellow and khaki. And my puffer jacket was black and yellow. So I guess I got away with that because of that. And in eighth grade, it was
red or white because they thought an extra color would make us feel like we have more options. But I remember I wore a white sweater all the time over my red. I don't think I had any white polos. I only had like the burgundy ones and then the white.
I had both for sure. Sweater. Probably. My tank tops were never like
the colors. And that's why I said that's crazy they allowed it, because they were so specific about you can't wear that jacket or that sweater.
See, that's what but school then system you, is a sham, because like they pick really and choose is. What they want
to
be.
And I think I had a couple teachers that didn't want me to wear the scarf, and I would take it off in that class, and then when I leave to go to the next class, I put it right back on and no one else had a problem. So I'm like,
what's your point? Like, what's your reason?
It's literally not changing anything. But anyway
the next this or that is go on a walk or read a book.
That's the only one that I saw when I went to the dock. Like, my eyes went to that and I was like, crap.
The next one is kind of the same thing. Hiking or journaling. I didn't know which one I wanted to put, so I just put them both.
I'm gonna go on a walk and read a book.
Yeah, that's hard. How about I'll walk while reading a book?
I cannot do that.
You're gonna be Belle from
She can do it well. I can't.
Belle can do it well. I would say if I could go on walks, I think I might have mentioned this before. I don't live in a bad neighborhood, but I don't like being outside in my neighborhood that much. So if I lived in a more walkable area, or if I had access to get to like nature trails or something more often, I would definitely take walks outside more often. And I get in moods when I want to read, but I don't want to read all day every day. So, but it is something about the fall weather that makes you want to get cozy and read a book. So I don't know, this one is hard too. I don't think I'm gonna choose. Both are good options. Now, journaling or hiking, I don't journal.
I've never been able to maintain journaling,
right? So I guess I would choose hiking if I had to, but I'm not trying to really hike, like not a serious hike. Like,
I mean, low-key journaling is fun though. I'm terrible at keeping up with it. So honestly, I would probably pick journaling, but I also really like the idea of going on hikes. So this is another hard one. Yeah, I do both.
The second to last one is carve a pumpkin or paint a pumpkin.
Paint a pumpkin. I painted a pumpkin in college before. It was actually for Halloween. I have a picture of it somewhere.
I guess
it was
a have pumpkin. Painted one before, because when I saw this one, I was like, have I ever? Do people paint them? Like, I guess I just am so used to people carving pumpkins that I didn't think about like, oh yeah, we paint them. I might have painted one before though.
I think we had to do both for that class, but once again, this was during the COVID era, so I didn't have any tools because we were doing this all in our dorms or homes. So I was like, I'm not getting a big pumpkin. I got a really teeny mini pumpkin and then cut it out with probably a butter knife and a spoon because once again, I didn't have anything. And then I painted it. I was inspired by an Instagram artist and his style, and I wanted to paint my pumpkin to look like one of his paintings. So I did that. It was cool. It was fun. That pumpkin definitely rotted.
I guess I'd say paint because it's easier, but making the mess is kind of part of the fun. So I don't really have a preference. If I'm carving by myself, then I would prefer to paint, but if I'm with friends and we're all working on one, I think carving would be more fun.
If it's a group activity, I would do either or. If it's solo, I'm painting it. I'd rather not carve it by myself.
And the last one is watch football or watch holiday movies. Definitely holiday movies, just because I do not care about football. And holiday movies, like, it's kind of like a, maybe guilty pleasure isn't the right term to use, but for lack of a better one, I'll say that one. Because when I think of holiday movies, at least in the sense of fall, like we said earlier, I just think of like romance movies, and low-key I'm a sucker for it. I don't watch them often, but whenever I do watch a romance movie, I'm like, god, I hate to admit how like cheesy, like, and cute this is.
I think I realized that when I was younger and was like almost only really watching anime, And I'm like, you know, for someone who doesn't really experience or care about romance in real life, I love romance stories. So I was always eating up the ones with the really wholesome plots, or like, it'll, you know, it might be drama or whatever, but if there's an end couple and I'm like rooting for them. I'm like, you know, in outside of anime, I like them too, kind of. It's conditional.
But I think if I watched too many, I would get sick, because they're like, the tropes are heavy, especially when you think Hallmark or Lifetime. Like, I would have to stay away from them, because those are so cringy. But,
and like, I don't know if that's just me, like, being like, I can't put myself in your shoes, so I don't feel anything.
Or it's too live, laugh, love.
Yeah, like, or if it's just too, like, that's not going to happen.
Nah. So, I mean, if there was a really good one, then yeah, I would want to watch it. But, like, I wouldn't be able to watch a marathon on Lifetime or a marathon on Hallmark Movie Channel of, like, fall romances.
Because, and I'm not exactly a rom-com person either, but some of them I've seen are good. Like, I watched one with two of my friends one year, and I was like, why is this actually so funny? Like, it was actually a good movie. It was one of those, like, we don't really know what we're going to watch, so let's just pick this. And it was a great, a great decision. I was like, this is weird but funny. So that's a crazy holiday movie to pick. But yeah, I don't really care about football.
Nah, no all. Offense NFL, but it's just not my jam.
It's not my thing.
But yeah, that was this episode. Happy fall, everyone. And I hope y'all can do some nice things and enjoy the season. I hope, you know, the peak of hurricane season is actually this month too. So I'm hoping we get spared. But y'all, you know, stay safe and enjoy y'all's fall.
Please don't get drowned.
Yeah. Please don't wash away.
Please. That movie Flushed Away.
Ew. Wait. Didn't they have, like, slugs or something down there, like some green slugs?
Were they all
oh, for some reason I'm thinking about a rat.
Yeah, I was like, are they rats or were they slugs? Not me not knowing.
It's been way too long since I've seen
it. It's been forever.
Is he a spy? What is
that?
Is he a secret agent?
Says a rodent.
That man's a rat.
He rat. But yeah, there was definitely some, like, green creature, like, slime-looking creature.
That was in the drains.
Yeah, because they ended up in the sewers.
Don't y'all get flushed away this fall, okay? And on that note, make sure to follow us on Instagram, Twitter, at RelatedNotePod, and find us on Apple Podcasts.
Mixtape dropping soon.
Apple
Check
Podcasts.
Check out our Autumn EP.
Spotify and all those places where you can listen to us, if you prefer to listen and not watch. Yeah.
Until we yap again.
Bye.